Thank you and good morning. Four Eureka police officers fired 42 rounds during a foot pursuit of Clayton Lisinski, who was armed with a 45 caliber handgun on December 6th. Police Chief Andy Mills provided some details about the incident that started on 4th Street and finished up with Lisinski slumped against a parked car at 5th and B. Mills said that Lisinski fled from a CHP traffic stop on 4th because he was paranoid about having a warrant out in his name in Illinois. He did not. Lisinski also told officers he feared for his life because he owed $100,000 to a criminal in Modesto and that the police were being used to collect. The first shots were fired by Officer Stephen Linfoot, who discharged 16 rounds at Lisinski as he stole a car from the Soul Savers dealership. Lisinski said that's when he was wounded in the shoulder. Lisinski then abandoned the car and continued to flee on foot, pursued by Officer Abe Jansen, who would fire a total of 20 rounds during the incident. Mills said that witnesses near the scene on 5th reported that Lisinski had fired at the officers. It was determined that he did not fire any rounds at all. Mills said that further investigations, both by the county critical incident response team and an internal departmental investigation, will help determine if officers followed department protocol. No officers were injured, and Mills said that 42 shell casings were recovered, but that only 40 of the 42 rounds discharged have been accounted for. A police psychologist has been brought in to interview the officers involved, and Mills said that once the investigations have been done, the package of information will be turned over to the police chief's advisory board for discussions and any recommendations regarding department policies. The sheriff's office has identified the inmate who died in the county jail facility on the 13th as 44-year-old Robert Smith. A cause of death is pending the results of toxicology tests. Jail staff noticed that Smith began suffering from a medical emergency at about 5:15 that Tuesday afternoon, and an ambulance crew was summoned to the scene. Despite first aid at the scene and on the way to the hospital, Smith was later pronounced dead, and the sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating Smith's family. So far, the coroner has had no luck in locating a next of kin, and Smith is believed to have family in the Seattle area. Anyone with information that can assist the coroner in locating a family member for Smith is asked to contact the sheriff's office. California State Senate leader Kevin De Leon has issued the various committee assignments for members of the state Senate, and for our district, that means that Senator Mike McGuire will serve as the chair on the Governance and Finance Committee. McGuire will also be a member of the Transportation and Housing Committee, Energy Utilities and Communications, and the Budget and Fiscal Review Committee as well. Sheriff's deputies responded to a call about a suspicious man who was a suspect in the repeated stalking of a woman who lives in a residence near Cedar Drive in Eureka. The victim had made numerous calls regarding the actions of 43-year-old Todd Gonzalez, who was seen near the residence at about 10:30 yesterday morning. Gonzalez fled the scene on foot as deputies were en route, and he was found hiding in some brush along Walnut Drive. Gonzalez was found in possession of several stolen credit cards, and he was booked on suspicion of violation of a court order, stalking, burglary, resisting arrest, and possession of a concealed knife. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Sheriff's Office held a swearing-in ceremony on Monday as Sheriff Mike Downey recognized 17 new hires, patrol deputies, corrections deputies, and dispatchers, and also handed out promotions to three current employees. The entire Board of Supervisors attended the ceremony, and Supervisor Estelle Fennell said on Talk Shop that the event was both a celebration of accomplishment for the new hires and those promoted, but also a solemn occasion as they recited the oath of office.
And it was very moving. You know, I mean, I've been to them before. This was a real big celebration, if you will, and also a solemn, because as the sheriff said, we are witnesses to those oaths that are being sworn in. People are standing up there and saying they will serve the community, protect, serve the Constitution, protect it.
County voters approved Measure Z in 2014, and the revenue has been used to provide funding for local volunteer fire departments, increase staffing at the DA's office, and also to hire more employees at the sheriff's office.
And I think that it was, this one was in particular a very moving ceremony. There were people who were coming in fresh, who've never been involved with law enforcement before, and they happened to recruit them. This is all thanks to Measure Z, by the way, which I thank the voters for and very happy about.
The supervisors are currently accepting applications for those interested in serving on the Measure Z committee for the upcoming year. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information,